Anybody need a recess? We're running pretty fast.
We're good.
Okay, next case?
Case number 12924, West Side New Beginnings Incorporated, seeks a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115, 184, and 11585 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located north of Burton Avenue and southeast of Norwood Street. The 911 address is 19801 Norwood Street in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 334, map 13.19, parcel 61. We have 18 letters of support, 14 letters of support, 18 letters of opposition, zero mail return, and the applicant is seeking a 0.5-foot and a 2.5-foot variance from the maximum 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a proposed fence.
And isn't there one for the shed too, Ms. Norwood?
I believe the shed is actually over the property line, but if it's 4.6-foot from the 5-foot rear yard, it would be, if it's...
It was noted that the shed was over the property line.
It was noted.
It was relayed to the applicant to move the shed into compliance.
And I don't think we advertised for...
Oh, we did not, that's right.
I mean, the shed.
It's only for the fence, thank you.
Correct.
You may come forward, ma'am. How are you this evening?
How are you, sir? My name is Brenda Milburn, and I live at 19761 Duffy Street in West Rehoboth, and I'm the executive director of the Children and Youth Program.
Okay, before we get you started, I just gotta swear you in, Ms. Milburn. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case, ma'am.
Okay. The reason why I am asking for a fence at West Side New Beginnings, as you know, the traffic has picked up in West Rehoboth. It was time ago that we all knew when a car was coming in, a car was going out. We knew when the buses were coming in at 6:30 in the morning and going out. Our problem is that there's no fence, there's no safety around the building, and that when the ball goes out, when they kick it, the children just run. So we got cars coming, we got bicycles coming. So I'm trying to look for prevention for the children. I'm trying to look for safety for the children. The children program is 22 years in existence. This is the first time that I have come to ask for safety for the children. The school buses starts at 6:30 in the morning, and it's kind of dark in the winter, light in the summer. So I'm asking that we put a fence around the building for safety. I'm looking for prevention, not around where the hygiene is. I would make a U-turn where the hygiene is and come in. I think it would be good for the buses, and in the summertime we have a at-risk program that starts from 6:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon, and the buses have to come in. We have 5 buses in the morning and 6 at night. We have a special ed bus that comes at night to drop off children, where the other parents in another neighborhood have to come to West Side and pick up their children. So I'm asking for this fence again for safety, for not only for the children, but safety for the community also, because at a wink of an eye, a child will run out and don't know how fast the car is going. We have bicycles, more bicycles than ever in our community. So I'm asking for a fence for safety.
That's some old Sussex County names right there, Duffy and Norwood and Burton Streets.
Yes, they are.
Questions?
So what type of fence would this be? Would it be?
It's right here.
Oh, okay.
And right here,
You can give that to Ms. Norwood if you'd like.
Okay. Can Can I give her two pieces of paper?
Sure.
May I? Or in case of a fire or hygiene, water hygiene, I would go around that and do the fence. I thought I bought it with me. I guess I didn't.
Well, it's definitely not the same West Rehoboth that it used to be with all the building that's going on down there.
No, sir, it isn't. It's very busy. The children, we have two lots, really. The children can't ride their bicycles like they would normally ride their bicycles. I'm constantly talking to the parents that you no longer can tell the children they can go up to the center and play by themselves. Although I do have cameras all around the center, I monitor them on my phone. Because I'm not always at the center. The children are everywhere. The parents may be on Duffy Street, and the children are up at the center playing. So that's another thing that we have to think about, that moving forward, the world is changing. The communities are changing. Bicycles are cutting through CVS, through the apartments, and come through the woods to get to West Rehoboth, to get downtown, trying to duck some of the traffic. So again, here we are again, kids playing kickball, kids playing, not paying attention. The ages are 5 through 15. So you can imagine what a 5-year-old is thinking about. I want to play, I want to kick ball. So that's why I'm asking if we could just put a fence around the building for safety. Just might even lower my insurance.
Ms. Milburn, as I look at the property corner of Norwood and Burton, and if your request was approved and the fence were built, do you have any concerns about, and I saw the example of the fence that you gave us, thank you. Do you have any concerns about line of sight? You mentioned children on bicycles, children running out, and I appreciate the safety concern, but it draws a question in my mind about line of sight and people in vehicles if, in fact, a fence were there. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's exactly why I want to make the U-turn around where the water extension is. It's not only children. We have J1 kids in our community, and right now it must be over 50 bicycles of just the J1 kids. We have been a community that we try to watch out for each other turning that curve. The bus have to turn that curve also, right, to come in. So maybe
that was my next question. Because and what I think I'm hearing is that there's a fire hydrant on that corner.
Yeah, that's where I say I would make a U-turn, and there's a ditch. Do you see the ditch there?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. The ditch. Well, I would put the fence on this side, not on that side where the ditch is. So okay, that would eliminate when you turn the corner that you would have enough.
So you're going to angle that corner,
yes,
on Burton and Norwood.
Yes, like
so,
put it
so that there'd be a line of sight.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Sharp?
I was a little confused as to where the fence was going to be located and the height in all of the locations. One of the things here is we have Norwood Street and Burton Avenue as your kind of corner lot. And it looks to me like you have an entrance off of Burton and off of Norwood Street.
Yes, sir, the bus.
And there was the letters of opposition, and we did get a fair amount of those, more so than perhaps we saw with like the other applications tonight. And they had noted in a couple of them about the buses coming in and some concerns about the ability for those buses to navigate the site if the fences were put up. Do you have a response to those concerns?
Yes, I do. When the buses come in, they swing in on Norwood Street and go back out on the main street. The fence would be closer to our building. And then where we have moved our shed where it's supposed to be at, we have more room. After we got it surveyed, we had more property than what we thought we had because we thought it belonged to Mr. Adams. And when we got it surveyed, we had 5 more feet that belonged to us. So what we will do, we will move the driveway over more.
Where, you know, we've got, how tall will this fence be at various points, the height all the way around?
Well, in the back, it'll be 5 feet, and as you turn around, it would be no more than four feet.
So the you know, looking at that right there, the fence that would be on a bordering lot 74 and 75 there would be 5 feet tall. Is that right?
In the back.
Okay.
That's the back.
And then
it's a fence there now, but we did not know that was our property. We thought it belonged to someone else. So when we got it surveyed, we realized that it was our property. So when the building was built, I don't know if you know that it was a big drug bust, and Mr. Tom Carper gave us back the money to rebuild the center, and we didn't know that how the fence got there all these many years that I've been there. We just been thinking that the land belonged to the
is that man. Fence on the on show me where that fence is.
It's right here.
Okay, so along 74 and 75.
Yes,
okay.
But the land belongs to us after we got it surveyed.
So are you going to take that fence down and put a new one up? Okay. Yeah. How tall is that existing fence?
Right now, mm-hmm. It's 5 feet.
Okay. And is it a chain link fence? Is it a stockade fence?
A regular fence.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, is it a fence you can see through, or is it not one you can see through?
Oh, yes. Okay. You can see through.
All right. And the one that you're proposing to do is one that you can see through as
yes,
well
sir.
From the pictures I saw. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it'll be 5 feet. And from the corner of Burton Avenue to all the way down, is it going to be 5 feet that whole length, or is it going to be shorter from Burton Avenue inward?
It's going to be all the way down to where the shed is. We've moved the shed off of the resistant property. So it would stop there at that shed. And as we turn the corner, we would go down lower and lower. And the reason why we would go down lower between 3 or 4 feet, because the bus still would have to see what's on the main street as it's turning.
Okay. Because one of the things with fences is, as you are closer to a road, there's a fence height limitation. You have to be a shorter fence
yes, sir.
In those areas. So that was one of the things where trying to get an idea of the height of it in all the locations. And I wasn't real sure from looking at it. Ms. Norwood, were you able to determine that? Okay.
Okay. And the reason why I suggested a fence, some of the people in the neighborhood wanted speed bumps. But when we talk about 6 buses coming in the morning, and the street is not even a mile long, and then you got other kids on the bus, and you just got one bus driver, and I'm not going to say she would take her time on the bumps, but still looking for safety again when kids are jumping up and down and she's trying to. I know children because I work with children. When I go over the bump, they're going to jump up because it's fun to them. They don't realize that it's safety. You know. I've worked with Lewis Head Start for 18 years, and I know about children. I have children of my own.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to, if you look here at the cursor that I've got here, okay?
Okay.
I just want to try to get an idea how tall this fence is going to be and how, so along Burton Avenue, right there, and I know I'm not doing great with it, but along Burton Avenue here, you see my cursor kind of going there?
Yes.
You're going to have a fence there, right?
Yes.
Okay. How tall is the fence going to be along that area there?
It would be no more than 3 or 4 because we're set here as our mailbox.
Okay.
If
you made it 3.5 feet tall,
okay,
you would not need a variance there.
Okay, I could do that.
So along Burton Avenue, you would have a 3.5 foot tall fence.
Okay.
And then along Norwood Street, how tall is your fence proposed to be there? Would it be the same 3.5 feet there?
So anything you say, just so I can get a fence to save my children.
All right. Then if you were to come down this, what we have is a, they have a setback rule. So if you were 3.5 feet tall, projecting from Norwood Street down the side property line, I'm not sure.
Ms. Norwood, what's the front on this one? Do we know? Is Burton or Norwood the front?
Norwood.
Norwood's the front? Okay. So with Norwood, you're going to have to come back 30 feet at 3.5 feet tall, and then you could elevate it. And I think you'd said 5 feet tall is what you would want. You would be allowed to elevate, if you did 3.5 feet there and then elevate it to 5 feet, you could go all the way back to have 5 feet there, and you could have 5 feet here until you get to 15 feet, and then you would have to be 3.5 feet.
Down.
Is that what you're proposing to do?
That's right. I like to do anything to save my children.
Okay. I think if she were to do that, Ms. Norwood, I don't think she would need a variance. Yeah. So if you were to do what I just proposed to you and you stayed within your property lines,
yes,
you would not need a variance.
Yes,
that's that, but if you were to go 5 feet around the entire perimeter, then you would. That's what we were looking at on this. So if what you're saying is you're going to comply with the code, then we don't have, there's no need for a variance. The board doesn't need to give you one. Okay. All right. Ms. Norwood, does that sound right to you, everything I just went over?
It does.
Okay. Check with the boss.
Can we return the application fee?
Let's see what we can.
If there was no need for a variance?
Fine with me, but yeah.
I'd recommend that we do not charge the fee.
If you
need a motion.
Well, what I think might be appropriate in this instance, because otherwise the board would have to deny it for, you know, there being no need, is what we could do is if you wanted to, you could ask to withdraw your application. The board would then have the ability to grant the withdrawal, and then that way you could proceed with the fence as we just went over, where it would be 3.5 feet along Burton Avenue, 3.5 feet along Norwood Street. When you come off of Norwood Street on your side property, it'd be 3.5 feet for 30 feet depth.
Yes.
And then you could raise it to 5 feet. And then it would be 5 feet all the way to the back corner.
Yes.
You could come down and have it 5 feet until you get to 15 feet from the road, and then it would have to drop to 3.5 feet.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Could you put that in writing for me?
I'm sure Ms. Norwood could get you the setbacks. The county does what's called a setback request form, and it can show you those things, what's the front yard, what the height requirements are. And then if that's what you're planning to do, and if it's not, then we would need to get a variance, and that's what we're here for tonight. But if that's what you're proposing to do, what we would do is you would need to ask to withdraw your application. That way the board isn't approving it or denying it. It's just you're withdrawing it because you're going to build in compliance. And then that way we don't have to render an opinion one way or another.
Yes, sir.
And if the board were to accept that, your application would be withdrawn.
May I ask that my application be withdrawn, please?
You may.
So, board members, we have a motion to, or a request to withdraw. The board can move to accept that withdrawal.
I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I would make a motion to accept the offer to withdraw the application regarding this case.
Second.
Would you like to return her $400? Her fee? Five? You all have gone up.
I'd like to, and I'd also add to that motion the return of the fee associated with the application.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
We've already heard the evidence, and I don't think that there's a variance needed here, so I'm voting nay.
Aye.
Aye. And Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Who voted, who was the second on that?
Mr. Williamson.
Thank you.
And I too. So your application is withdrawn, ma'am?
Yes.
And may have a good evening.
And thank you very much.
Ms. Norwood will get that in writing for you.
The office will be in contact with you about the actual setbacks and where that's to be. And then if you have any questions, you can contact Ms. Norwood or Ms. Truitt or the office to help you with that.
Thank you, folks, very much.
Thank you for the work you do.
Have a nice evening.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.